SADC News, Thursday, January the 9th, 2014. Changes planned for cyclist death junction. TfL propose safer crossing 2 years after cycle death. Transport for London, TfL, has announced plans to overhaul the road crossing in Bermondsey, where cyclist Ellie Carey died in 2011. The 22-year-old student's death under the wheels of a lorry brought renewed focus to the junction of Abbey Street and Tower Bridge Road after years of complaints from pedestrians. Until then, local Lib Dem councillors and campaigners had largely been ignored by TfL, who in 2010 told the news, "In the last 3 years there has been one serious collision at the junction of Tower Bridge Road and Abbey Street in Southwark. Although there are no signalised pedestrian crossings at this junction, pedestrians can still cross the road safely at this location while traffic is being held on a red light." It was never claimed that the design of the junction cost Ellie her life, but the fatality and a campaign led by her grieving family put TfL under pressure to make the junction safer. Improvements were made in the months afterwards, including advanced stop lines for cyclists, blind spot safety mirrors, and the banning of left turns for motorised vehicles. But it was only last week that plans were announced to make it safer for pedestrians with a signalled crossing. Two options were proposed and put out for consultation. The first, which was favoured by TfL, was a signalised crossing on the northern and western arms of the junction, with an uncontrolled crossing on the southern and eastern arms of the junction. Option two, which TfL said would cause a build-up of traffic in Tower Bridge Road, was an all-round pedestrian phase, with a green man, for pedestrians to cross while traffic is held at red on all four arms of the junction. Councillor Mark Gettleson, who was part of the original campaign in 2010, said he was frustrated by the length of time it had taken to convince TfL for the need for improvements. "This has been a ridiculously long time," he said. "I'm obviously pleased that the campaign we started has finally been successful. I saw these consultation documents unchanged about 6 months ago. I don't understand how it takes so long. There must be a way of getting safety improvements and a pedestrian crossing to an obviously dangerous crossing without people needing to die first. That's the great tragedy." To take part in the consultation online, visit consultations.tfl.gov.uk.